USA Radio News.
Democrats take control of the House of Representatives on Thursday and plan on passing spending bills to help open the government and end the partial government shutdown. The House also plans on passing a resolution with $1.3 billion for border security. Arizona Congressman Republican Debbie Lesko tells Fox News how her district in Arizona feels about illegal immigration.
Illegal immigration and stopping it has been the number one issue polled-wise in Arizona for many years, and it was this election year, too. Especially in my district.
Thousands of folks are already gathering in Times Square in New York City to be part of the New Year's Eve celebration. Commissioner James O'Neill says the NYPD is ready for the festivities.
Road closures in the bow tie area started at 4. The pens start to fill up. We have 13 access points. I do have concerns at any large event, but this is what the NYPD, we do this how many times a year?
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. It's a holiday season with hope in the air. Things to look forward to and no time for despair. Health can be a challenge, and so can the mail. So Get the Tea wants to help you by giving you a sale. Buy 2 months of Super Tea and get 1 month for free. No limit. That's buy 2 months of Super Tea and get 1 month free. That's a savings of $35. Where? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Scroll down on the front page and find the Buy Two, Get One Free ad. Click it and save. Orders over $100 get free shipping. Send the gift of life. Change tea at GetTheTea.com. We have many, many non-GMO organic supplements just waiting for you. This holiday season, enjoy health and Thanksgiving with GetTheTea.com. Want to call us? 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. GetTheTea.com is a proud sponsor of Doing What's Right. That's GetTheTea.com.
A well-known U.S. Senate Democrat has taken a big step towards a 2020 run for the White House. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
A team representing Elizabeth Warren submitting paperwork with the Federal Election Commission to allow her to begin raising and spending money to benefit her probable run.
Most of us want the same thing, to be able to work hard, play by the same set of rules, and take care of the people we love. That's the America I'm fighting for. And that's why today I'm launching an exploratory committee for president.
She's the first big-name Democrat to take formal steps for the party's presidential nomination. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Folks are continuing to buy their Mega Millions tickets as Tuesday's jackpot is expected to reach $415 million with a cash payout of nearly $250 million. Please have a safe New Year's Eve, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
If your New Year's resolution is to be healthier, it all starts with a good night's rest. MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, you'll get the lowest price ever MyPillow has offered for their four-pack, free shipping, and their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, use my promo code USA to get two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows. MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
Law enforcement agencies across the nation are warning against what could become a deadly consequence of celebratory gunfire. USA Radio Network's John Clemens with more.
Usually around the 4th of July and right before New Year's Eve, law enforcement agencies issue a warning about the dangers of firing a weapon in the air in jubilation. Anyone who fires a gun in a public place without a legitimate reason, protecting yourself or shooting in a firing range, runs the risk of killing or injuring someone else even miles away. Some states have laws on the books that include prison time with hefty fines for firing a weapon in the air. I'm John Clemens.
This is a time of year when many folks start looking at their finances and plan for stuff moving forward. Dan Geltrude is a CPA. He joins Fox News and talks about some of the things you need to be doing right now to set yourself up for success in 2019.
Well, the first step is you want to review your assets, your liabilities, your income, your expenses. That's your starting point. If you're going to talk about New Year's resolution, everybody wants to lose weight, this is the equivalent of getting on the scale. You got to see where you are today, your assets, what you own, liabilities, what you owe, your income, what do you have coming in, expenses, what's going out.
Yeah.
The reason assets and liabilities are important, do you think you need to get rid of some assets in order to take care of some liabilities, especially after the holidays?
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.